Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring. Support us at 4H.org.
This report is sponsored by the Outkick the Coverage podcast.
News Radio 1170, WWVA. Severe Weather Team 9 forecast.
We'll be dealing with rain showers this Friday morning. They'll be on the light side for the most part. Clouds and sunny breaks into the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Scattered showers Friday night, low temperatures in the upper 30s into Saturday morning. Rather cloudy and chilly Saturday, a stray shower in the morning, highs in the mid-50s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Hexline.
Hey, it's Clay Travis from Outkick the Coverage. Be sure to listen to the Outkick the Coverage podcast for the most informed, outspoken, and fearless commentary in all of sports. Just search for Outkick the Coverage in the iHeartRadio app or wherever you go to get your podcast.
The Bloom Daddy Radio Network, brought to you by Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. If you want tattooed or pierced, then call Breaking Skin Tattoo. Bloom Daddy and Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing, bringing pleasure and pain to the Ohio Valley.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Time now for Hour 2 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Here's the host that puts the lead in your morning pencil, Bloom Daddy.
Hope you're having a great Friday morning. 800-624-1170. Bloom Daddy, the King of Stink, Sam and Otis in here. How about kids and Amazon are not a good combination, especially when you hear what I'm about to tell you. A four-year-old recently purchased $3,000 worth of non-refundable SpongeBob SquarePants popsicles on Amazon. So now a friend of the boy's mom has set up a GoFundMe account to help cover the cost. And in case you're wondering, that's 51 cases, Stink, containing 918 popsicles.
Oh, jeez.
So donors have already contributed over $5,000 to try to help pay the cost of, you know, what's going on here. The kid's living with autism spectrum disorder. You would think that Amazon would just say, all right, we'll take care of it because Jeff Bezos has a little bit of money.
Yeah.
But either way, four-year-old purchasing nearly $3,000 worth of these popsicles on Amazon. Keep your account.
Take them back.
Well, you can't. They're non-refundable. Non-refundable SpongeBob SquarePants popsicles.
For that.
You would think. You would think. All right, your top headlines out there. You had a sixth grade girl shooting and wounding two other students and a custodian. This was at her middle school in Rigby, Idaho yesterday. She was disarmed by a female teacher, held by her until police arrived and took the girl in custody. The victims are expected to survive. She pulled a handgun out of her backpack, fired multiple times both inside and outside of Rigby Middle School. And they're trying to figure out not only where she got the gun, but also what her motive might have been here. Sam, when you hear a story like this, what do you think?
It's not as shocking as...
And that's the shocking part, isn't it?
And that's the sad part.
Yeah.
That we're no longer...
Stunned.
Yeah.
By
yeah.
any of this. I mean, I saw it this morning. The only thing I was thinking was an 11 or a 12-year-old Stink. What would prompt an 11 or a 12-year-old... And this is a girl. Usually we're talking about males in situations like this. What would prompt an 11 or 12-year-old to do something like this?
Time out. You know, not having any failures,
parental guidance.
Any failures before and learning how to deal with it.
We don't know the family background here.
No.
Don't know the parenting. But Otis, when you see something like this, you almost have to deduce that something in the home is probably not where it needs to be.
Oh.
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
if a kid's raised right, if a kid has discipline, and if the parents are involved, highly unlikely something like this is going to happen.
Yeah, and obviously we don't know what the background is. We don't know anything. We don't know if this girl was bullied. We don't know if she's got some sort of mental condition. We don't know any of that. But just the fact that an 11 or 12-year-old had access
and would think to
do this and had the motive to do it.
Yeah.
is disturbing.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing a new state law, voting law, yesterday. This is the latest recent law passed by a Republican-led state that creates new voting restrictions. They're calling them restrictions. They're really not. And has been blasted by Democratic critics and voting right advocates. The governor is saying this will prevent fraud, restore confidence in the state's elections. Now, Florida found no evidence of significant fraud. But the key word there is significant. And in the minds of a lot of people, it doesn't have to be significant. Mm-hmm. If there's fraud, there's fraud. Look, I can sit there. I could sit here and go through everything they just did. But this all boils down to, and it's the same thing in Georgia and these other places. These voting laws that are getting blasted by Democrats, this simply all comes down to the mentality of both parties. Democrats, just like they want in society, where if you've got a ding-a-ling and you want to say you're a woman, you can go do whatever you want. They want the same thing with voting. It's simply no rules, no restrictions. Just let people vote. Who gives a damn how it's done? Republicans want to have standards. They want to have protocol. They want to have rules. You've got one party who's anti-rule, and that's Democrats. The mentality of Democrats is act however you want, do whatever you want. Who cares whether it's in your own life or out in society? And Republicans are, we want structure. We want laws. We want rules. That's what this boils down to. Nobody's being restricted here. It's just they want some rules and protocol.
Yeah.
And Democrats do not.
It's no different than shoplifting or stealing a car. It's still taking something, whether it's grand larceny or petty larceny.
You want structure. Republicans want structure. Democrats want no structure. Whether it's voting, how you live your life, whatever it may be. There's a picture circulating of the Carters, Jimmy and his wife, former President Jimmy Carter, and current President Joe Biden and his wife. Sam, when you first saw this photo, what did you think?
Disturbing.
Why? For people out there who have not seen it, describe it.
It looked like, I'm surprised the Carters weren't like sitting on their knee. It made me think
they look like puppets.
Ventriloquism dummy. Yes, that's like the first thing I thought.
Lilliputians.
Lilliputians. I'm like, what? Is he trying to talk about the Olympics that were in Lillehammer in 1 year? What did you think of the first time, Otis, you saw the picture?
I thought that the Carters were wax figures.
I didn't think it was real.
I thought it was a setup, like they were at a museum or something like
it's
that.
It's possible.
And I'm thinking, there's no way. Because Joe Biden's on one knee and like, his knee is up to almost the back of the chair.
Human.
And he's not wearing a mask.
I'm
either.
With Sam. It See? Almost looks like ventriloquist puppets sitting there for the Bidens to do. Well, either way, Joe Biden is addressing this picture.
Fee, fi, fo, fum, everybody. It's me, Joey B. Did you see the picture of me and Jill next to Jimmy Carter and his wife, Mrs. Carter? They look like little elves, and we look like giants, and we're huge. But don't worry, there's a simple explanation. We are giants. Look at the size of my hand. Put it up next to your hand, Jack. You can't even see your hand no more. Now look at my feet. They're like pontoons. And you know what they say? Big feet, big infrastructure bill, $2 trillion. Most of you can't even count that high, but I can because I'm a huge giant man. Right, Jimmy?
I love Fridays just because of Joey B. Sunday is Mother's Day. Mothers have a great influence on us. Gina Birkmeyer, author of Generations Deep, joining me now. Gina, how are children impacted by moms?
Well, mom is our first teacher. Mom is the person who tells us who we are, helps us understand our worth and our value in this world. They help us with what we believe, and they really are our first example of attachment, securely attaching to another person, how to handle our emotions, our sense of self in a relationship. They really set the foundation for all of that.
So when we talk about behaviors, how are behaviors formed by mothers?
Well, I think that behaviors are formed a lot of ways. We communicate so much, not with words, but with tone of voice, with our facial expressions, with our body language. 70 to 93% of our communication is actually without words. And so children are constantly watching mom. They're mm-hmm. feeling mom in the room with them. They're looking for the face of mom. Does mom see me? Does mom know me? Is mom approving of this? And so to be aware of what we are communicating to our children, both implicitly and explicitly, is what helps to form and inform the behaviors that our children will bring into life later.
So, Gina, what you're saying is children are exposed to early on influences by their mother, and it influences them the rest of their lives. So if I were to sit here and tell you that I have major issues, can I blame them on my mother?
Well, as a mom of five and a grandmother of four, let me just say this. I think that we can talk about how the root of some of those issues can be found in childhood. But what's really important is as we grow, what are we going to do with that? Because what isn't repaired gets repeated. So we do want to take a look at whatever those issues might have been, recognizing that oftentimes what informed our moms might not have been the healthiest things. And they had to work to figure out how to fix that for themselves so that they would pass something different on to us as well.
Sounds good. Gina, you have a happy Mother's Day, okay?
Thank you.
All
take
right.
care.
You too. That's Gina Birkmeyer, author of Generations Deep. Speaking of moms, my mom, did you hear that? I've got issues. It's all your fault.
You deserve them.
Yeah, from living with you.
Absolutely. Now, that's why I won't let you back in here.
Yeah, now listen. Mother's Day is, when is it? Saturday, Sunday? Which one, Mom?
Sunday, but we have ball games.
So for your Mother's Day present, I'm going to get you the de-icer that you got me for my birthday present in December. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Yeah. Because you get the best birthday presents. I mean, I've gotten de-icer. I think I got underwear that didn't fit. I think I got, what else did you get me the one time?
Why, nothing grew for years. Why wouldn't it fit?
Wow.
What did you just
Bing.
Say?
Bing. Point, Mom.
What did you just say? Did you just say nothing grew for years? Why wouldn't my underwear fit?
Absolutely.
See what I mean, guys?
I love you, Kathy.
How do I not have issues with this woman as my mother?
That might be the line of the month.
That's okay, because I've spent the last week picking out a home for you. As in a nursing home. That's where you're going for Mother's Day.
Okay. As long as I can bring my dogs, I'll be happy.
Yeah, no kidding. So I always joke around on this show. If I were walking my dog and we got hit by a vehicle, we're both laying there in the street. Honest to God, who would you check on first? See, she's thinking. You see what I'm dealing with here?
She wants to say Buck because she knows.
I know that. I want her to say it. Say it, Mom. Say it.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Just say the beagle.
Well, he's looking at me. I'm sorry for him.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
She's getting nothing. Nothing for Mother's Day other than an invite. I'm going to find, where does Nurse Ratchet work these days? What nursing home, Otis? Could you find out for me?
I'll do my best.
Because that's where that woman's going. The X-Files coming up next. Baby, I got to tell you a little something about yourself. You're one above flawless. Ooh, you a sexy lady. But you walk around here like you want to be someone else.
News Radio 1170, WWVA. Compelling talk, stirring conversation, and a stimulus payment not on the taxpayer's dime.
All right.
No way.
Listen for the keyword and enter it into our website for your chance at $1,000 with the $1,000 stimulus. Brought to you in part by the Jeweled Bird. It's all about color and individual expression at the Jeweled Bird in Wheeling. Getting engaged? The Jeweled Bird has a diamond jewelry specialist who can help you design the ring of her dreams. Stop by the Jeweled Bird today at 136 Edgewood Street in Wheeling.
Texting while driving is a serious problem on America's roads. Did you know that when you send or receive a text while driving, you take your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds? At 55 miles an hour, that's like driving more than the length of an entire football field, blindfolded. As a result, thousands of people die every year in crashes related to distracted driving. That's why officers are out looking for people who text while driving, and that's why they write tickets, to save lives. So if you text while driving, you will get caught. And that's nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay.
Belmont County has fun things to do for the entire family. Fairs and festivals, great outdoor recreation, lodging and dining, and more. For information on upcoming events and area attractions, visit Belmont County Tourism Council online at visitbelmontcounty.com, like and follow us on Facebook, or call 740-695-4359 to request a free visitor's guide. Get out and enjoy Belmont County, Ohio. We have something for everyone to enjoy.
Join us for Thomas Fest at the Thomas Auto Centers. Friday, May 14th from noon till 7, see the Raminator. Get autographs and photos. From 4 to 6, enjoy John Conway and his stunt bikes. Then at 6, the monster truck will crush cars. May 15th, it's the Muscle Car Show from 10 till 2.
Rain or shine.
Plus, enjoy wood-fired pizza on both days. Thomas Fest, May 14th and 15th.
Get the best deal.
Miranda Lambert headlines Blame My Roots Fest in just 4 months. Get your tickets now at BlameFest.com.
This is the McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Your identity is precious. Never give out your Social Security number to a caller.
This is Suzanne with your Faith Minute for today, brought to you by Mountain Movers. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. And the Lord, He it is that does go before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you, neither forsake you. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Notice this is saying that it is the Lord that is going before you. If you are in Christ, you can count on God is going before you. Wherever you go, He will be with you. He will not fail you. He will not forsake you. You do not have to be afraid. Do not be dismayed. God has it all in control. This is Suzanne with your Faith Minute for today. Walk with the King today and be a blessing.
This Saturday, Marshall County Co-op 10 till 2, hot dog and Pepsi, 25 cents. Proceeds to benefit Marshall County Animal Shelter. Happy Mother's Day.
Are you trying to sell a 2012 or newer car, truck, SUV, or minivan? Have you advertised on all the media and online outlets only to get tire kickers? Or better yet, would-be buyers that set appointments and don't show up, eating up all of your free time? Sell that car and get your money today with Dealin' Dave at A&B Kia. The used car market is booming, and now is the time to turn that extra or unwanted car into cash. And the process is simple. Either stop into A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia. Ask for Dealin' Dave. He'll appraise your car and give you an offer on the spot. Or visit our website at anbautosales.com. Click on the Sell Us Your Car tab. Fill out the highlight boxes and let Dealin' Dave go to work. Turn that unwanted car into cash with Dealin' Dave at A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia.
iHeart salutes mom, giver of life, cleaner of clothes, fixer of problems, and matriarch of multitasking. With her own radio station, iHeart Moms Radio, an entire station filled with hit songs from some of our favorite moms of music, like Sheryl Crow, Beyonce, Kelly Clarkson. To turn your speakers up and toast your mom with songs from women who are strong, fearless, and talented just like her. Happy Mother's Day from iHeart. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts all in one app. iHeart Radio.
Talking to veterans about the real issues they're dealing with can be uncomfortable, but when their behavior changes, it's time to act. Call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Bloom Daddy.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Time for the X-Files with my work wife, Sam, who continues to laugh over my mother's comments, and you're becoming less and less favorable, in my opinion.
I don't want to laugh at her. I want to meet her one day.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, I do. I want to meet her. I want to take her roses.
Stink, do they really want to meet her?
Well, she won't cut you any slack. I don't care who you are.
That's fine. I'm all right. I'm a big boy.
You know, and I was talking earlier about, you know, parenting and why kids are the way they are. She's a prime example of David.
Well, why?
She said nothing grew.
What are you trying to say, dude?
Crass. Did I say that?
Did you say ass or crass?
Crass.
Okay. All right, fine. All right, we got to give away some advice, Sam. So we've got Lori saying,
that how come every Mother's Day, I'm the one that has to go and buy the gift and remind my husband to buy for his own mother. He says it's my job. It's his mom. What are your thoughts?
Well, that sounds oddly familiar.
Because really?
That happened last year at my house. It was forgotten about on his end. And then I got the whole after the fact, well, why didn't you get my mom a Mother's Day gift? It's your mom.
Yeah, but once you're married, it's your job.
No.
Look, when you want electrical work done, do you call an electrician or do you call a plumber? You call an electrician. You're a female. He knows that you would have a better choice of what to get his mother.
Good job, Stink.
No, why should I? He knows her better than I do, and the gift is from him, so it should
be
his.
But he's not a female.
No.
It's not Caitlyn Jenner here.
No.
Come on.
No. It's his.
Great, now you're going to get the
mom.
Alphabet people on me. What's that, Sam?
It's his mom. He knows her likes better than I would. So it's up to him to pick it out.
What, so you don't like your mother-in-law?
No, that is not what I'm saying.
He's bringing home the bread every day. It's the least you could do for him.
Oh, yes. So is this one over here, too. So let's not act like.
Who's bringing home the most bread?
We're pretty similar.
Really? Well.
So, you know.
Is he a little bit above?
I don't know. I'm not going into that.
Well, that's my argument.
Don't make that motion when you're talking about a dude.
Yeah. Brings me back to my mother's comment, doesn't it?
Shrinky.
No, seriously. Women are better at remembering stuff like that.
Whoa, we forget. Wait a minute. What did she say this morning?
Who? Oh, yeah.
Tell everybody. Yeah. Oh, I forgot it's my anniversary.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Thank you, Facebook.
Let us do that.
That's the stuff we get crucified over.
Yeah.
Crucified.
No. I remembered earlier in the week, and it dawned on me first thing this morning, thanks to the friendly reminder on Facebook, it's your anniversary.
Exactly.
So now I got to think of something.
No, but in all honesty, the woman should buy for her significant other's mom for Mother's Day.
Okay, so
because
then,
you're better at. No. I'm trying to give compliments here. You're better at remembering things. You're better at picking out gifts. You're more sincere.
It stops
more caring. So I'm being positive here.
Yeah, it stops the fight because then if you get the same thing for each one, you can't say, "Well, you favor your mom over mine."
Yeah, it's another good point.
No.
They're both equal.
No,
see?
No, you're the son. It's your mother. You know her taste. Right, you know what her likes.
Okay, so what if we said, what if I said, Sam, could you please pick this out for my mother? This is what I'm thinking. Here's some money. Go grab it for
me. Yeah, give me some guidance.
Is that okay?
Yes, that's okay, but don't make me start from scratch because you're getting flowers or a fern. Like
a fern?
A fern. For some reason, ferns are a big Mother's
Day. Otis, you're awful quiet on this. When you have nothing to say, is it the male or female's job here to pick out Mother's Day gifts?
I'm going to side with Sam.
Really?
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Are you getting in touch with your feminine side today?
No. It's just I think it's your responsibility. Now, when I was married and my ex-wife would say, hey, I'm picking this up for my mom. Do you want me to get your mom one too? I would say, absolutely. Go ahead. Now,
easy way out.
But on the other hand, if it came time that I had to go get it, it was my responsibility, and I always tried to find something that I knew my mom liked. I did not put that in the responsibility of my ex-wife's hands.
All right. Now, speaking of Mother's Day, what's the one thing that you learned from your mom that you think is, like, the best? Best advice or character, you know?
Okay. Well, I have the look. You know how moms all have that look? I can do the look that my mother did.
And, what, of disgust?
Well, no,
I'm talking about positives here.
Positives?
I'm not talking about making somebody feel like they need to go burn in hell because they forgot Mother's Day, you know?
No.
What's your best attribute you think you got from your mother?
Probably the fact that my mom always told me to create my own life, get my own education, my own career, be self-sustainable without a man. Like, be able to take care of yourself. And then the man will come. Don't ever be relying upon or dependent upon a guy because that's how you get trapped in a situation.
Oh, what is the best attribute you got from your mom?
I'm going to say that it's probably her giving attitude.
Mm-hmm.
She will, if she's at the store and sees something that like somebody likes or whatever, she picks it up, go ahead, buys it, and just goes ahead and gives it to him. Doesn't have to be any special occasion or anything like that. And I've done it with you. I've done it with some other friends of mine. you know, I brought you in that little baseball book with the quotes and everything. I just happened to see it. I said, I think Dave would like this.
David,
I'm sorry. And I think he would like this. Boom, here we go. And I gave it to you.
And he hasn't grown.
Stink. And nothing's grown.
Stink.
Since you bought the underwear.
Oh, my God. Stink, best attribute from your mom?
Probably my musical ability. She, at a young age, she always wanted me to play music. And I think like
3-time Christmas karaoke winner, right?
Yeah, I don't know. But just like Otis, too, about the giving thing. My mom was always the same way.
I would say my best attribute for my mother, and some people probably wouldn't look at this as a good attribute.
Your voice.
No, it's just you're going to get what you get. I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking and whether that's good or bad, but it doesn't – there's no gray areas. And I think that's a good thing. I like some of my best friends are, hey, here it is. Whether you like it or not, this is kind of the way it is.
Honesty for me.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there's not going to be any playing around whatsoever. All right. Fun Friday topic. Here we go. This is a good one already. What is the most bizarre way in which you injured yourself? I got a lot of great response on Bloom Daddy on Facebook. What is the most bizarre way that you've ever injured yourself? 800-624-1170.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.